Hello there. Welcome to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 551, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. If this is your first time here, I'm glad you checked out the show. Thanks. For the members of the LifeSpring family that have been here before, I'm glad you're back. This is the podcast that helps you keep going when reading the Bible. I know it's hard sometimes to stick to it, so we help you out here. We do that by reading the Old Testament on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Afterward, I usually take a minute or two to kind of give a sort of commentary, but until about show 561, I'm not doing that. I explained it all on episode 547, and if you're interested, you can go listen to the intro to that. Anyway, today we're reading 1 Timothy 1 and 2 from the New International Reader's Version and chapter 3 from the God's Word Translation. Let's begin. 1 Timothy chapter 1. I, Paul, am writing this letter. I am an apostle of Christ Jesus, just as God our Savior commanded. Christ Jesus also commanded it. We have put our hope in Him. Timothy, I'm sending you this letter. You are my true son in the faith. May God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord give you grace, mercy, and peace. Stay there in Ephesus. This is what I told you to do when I went into Macedonia. I want you to command certain people not to teach things that aren't true. Command them not to spend their time on stories that aren't completely true. They must not waste time on family histories that never end. Things like that cause people to argue instead of doing God's work. His work is done by faith. Love is the purpose of my command. Love comes from a pure heart. It comes from a good sense of what is right and wrong. It comes from faith that is honest and true. Some have wandered away from those teachings. They would rather talk about things that have no meaning. They want to be teachers of the law, and they are very sure about that law, but they don't know what they're talking about. We know that the law is good if it is used properly. We also know that the law isn't made for godly people. It is made for those who break the law. It is for those who refuse to obey. It is for ungodly and sinful people. It is for those who aren't holy and who don't believe. It is for those who kill their fathers or mothers. It is for murderers. It is for those who commit adultery. It is for those who have a twisted view of sex. It is for people who buy and sell slaves. It is for liars. It is for those who give witness to things that aren't true. And it is for anything else that is the opposite of true teaching. True teaching agrees with the glorious good news of the blessed God. He trusted me with that good news. I am thankful to Christ Jesus our Lord. He has given me strength. I thank Him that He considered me faithful, and I thank Him for appointing me to serve Him. I used to speak evil things against Jesus. I tried to hurt His followers. I really pushed them around. But God showed me mercy anyway. I did those things without knowing any better. I wasn't a believer. Our Lord poured out more and more of His grace on me. Along with it came faith and love from Christ Jesus. Here is a saying that you can trust. It should be accepted completely. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I am the worst sinner of all. But for that very reason, God showed me mercy. And I am the worst of sinners. He showed me mercy so that Christ Jesus could show that He is very patient. I was an example for those who would come to believe in Him. Then they would receive eternal life. The eternal King will never die. He can't be seen. He is the only God. Give Him honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. My son Timothy, I give you these teachings. They're in keeping with the prophecies that were once made about you. By following them, you can fight the good fight. Then you will hold on to faith. You will hold on to a good sense of what is right and wrong. Some have not accepted these teachings. By doing that, they have destroyed their faith. They are like a ship that is sunk. Hymenaeus and Alexander are among them. I have handed them over to Satan. That will teach them not to speak evil things against God. 1 Timothy chapter 2. First, I want all of you to pray for everyone. Ask God to bless them. Give thanks for them. Pray for kings. Pray for all who are in authority. Pray that we will live peaceful and quiet lives. And pray that we will be godly and holy. That is good. It pleases God our Savior. He wants everyone to be saved. He wants them to come to know the truth. There is only one God, and there is only one go-between for God and human beings. He is the man, Christ Jesus. He gave himself to pay for the sins of everyone. That was a witness given by God at just the right time. I was appointed to be a messenger and an apostle to preach the good news. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. God appointed me to be a teacher of the true faith to those who aren't Jews. I want men everywhere to pray. I want them to lift up holy hands. I don't want them to be angry when they pray. I don't want them to argue. I also want women to dress simply. They should wear clothes that are right and proper. They shouldn't braid their hair. They shouldn't wear gold or pearls. They shouldn't spend too much on clothes. Instead, they should put on good works as if they were clothes. That is proper for women who claim to worship God. When a woman is learning, she should be quiet. She should follow the leaders in every way. I do not let women teach. I do not let them have authority over men. They must be quiet. Adam was made first, then Eve was made. Adam was not the one who was tricked. The woman was tricked and became a sinner. Will women be saved by having children? Only if they keep on believing, loving, and leading a holy life in a proper way. 1 Timothy chapter 3. This is a statement that can be trusted. If anyone sets his heart on being a bishop, he desires something excellent. A bishop must have a good reputation. He must have only one wife, be sober, use good judgment, be respectable, be hospitable, and be able to teach. He must not drink excessively or be a violent person, but he must be gentle. He must not be quarrelsome or love money. He must manage his own family well. His children should respectfully obey him. If a man doesn't know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a new Christian, or he might become arrogant like the devil and be condemned. People who are not Christians must speak well of him, or he might become the victim of disgraceful insults that the devil sets as traps for him. Deacons must also be of good character. They must not be two-faced or addicted to alcohol. They must not use shameful ways to make money. They must have clear consciences about possessing the mystery of the Christian faith. First, a person must be evaluated. Then, if he has a good reputation, he may become a deacon. Their wives must also be of good character. They must not be gossips, but they must control their tempers and be trustworthy in every way. A deacon must have only one wife. Deacons must manage their children and their families well. Those deacons who serve well gain an excellent reputation and will have confidence as a result of their faith in Christ Jesus. I hope to visit you soon. However, I'm writing this to you in case I'm delayed. I want you to know how people who are members of God's family must live. God's family is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. The mystery that gives us our reverence for God is acknowledged to be great. He appeared in his human nature, was approved by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was announced throughout the nations, was believed in the world, and was taken to heaven in glory. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Until next time, may God bless you richly. Thanks for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.